Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. This is a short excursus on the correct spelling and a pronunciation of Yahweh versus Jehovah. And it gets very technical, so be prepared. A previous generation pronounced God's name as Jehovah, not Yahweh. The American Standard Version of 1901 actually used the word Jehovah whenever God's name appeared in the Old Testament. But today, the correct pronunciation and spelling is believed to be Yahweh. Why the change? Fasten your seatbelt. This gets technical quite fast. The pronunciation can never be certain, since early Hebrew had no vowels, only consonants. Though evidence from several sources, such as early Greek transliterations, point to the pronunciation as Yahweh. The first four letters of the divine name are YHWH, that's the English transliteration, known as the Tetragrammaton, a Greek word meaning four letters from tetra, four, and gramma, letter. Here are the steps that moved us from the presumed original Yahweh pronunciation to Jehovah. The substitution for Adonai for Yahweh is the first step. Probably the early Israelites actually pronounced the name Yahweh. But by the end of the pre-Christian era, a fear of misusing God's name developed, based on Exodus 27, to such a degree that pious Jews avoided speaking the divine name out loud. When it appeared in the Hebrew scriptures read in the synagogue, they would substitute the word Adon, or Adonai, or Adonai, meaning Lord, Master, which we're going to consider in chapter 6. If you compare Kingdom of God in Luke, written for a Gentile audience, with Kingdom of Heaven in Matthew, written for a Jewish audience, you can see this phenomenon of avoiding the divine name in some of the Gospels. To this day, Orthodox Jews avoid even spelling God and render it instead G-D out of reverence. They refer to Yahweh as the ineffable name, the unutterable name, or the distinctive name. The first step in the transition from Yahweh to Jehovah was the substitution of Adonai for Yahweh when the scripture was read. 2. Vowel pointing to indicate pronunciation. The second step was vowel pointing to indicate pronunciation. As mentioned, early Hebrew had no vowels, only consonants. But in 906 AD, that's 900 years after Christ, a group of Hebrew scholars at Tiberias on the west side of the Sea of Galilee, known as Masoretes, were concerned that because fewer and fewer people were actually speaking Hebrew at the time, the memory of the language and how it was pronounced would die out. To retain the correct pronunciation, they introduced vowel points, a series of dots and dashes, under the Hebrew consonants, to indicate the vowels for each word. The Hebrew Bible, with these vowel points, is known as the Masoretic Text. But ancient Hebrew, such as found in the Hebrew manuscripts from the Dead Sea Scrolls, for example, and modern Hebrew, use no such vowel points. The third step, vowel points for Adonai in the four-letter word YHWH. The third step occurred when the vowel points for Adonai were substituted in YHWH. When the Masoretes added vowel points to the Hebrew text in the 10th century, instead of pointing the vowels of YHWH that would help the reader pronounce the name, instead, they added the vowel points that would go with the regularly substituted word Adonai or Elohim. These vowel points were intended to prevent a reader from accidentally pronouncing the divine name. But they created a strange spelling of the word for those who didn't understand what was happening. So, the first step then is substituting Adonai for Yahweh in reading. The second point is the introduction of vowel points. The third point is changing the vowel points for Yahweh so that the vowel points go for the word Adonai rather than Yahweh. 4. The shift in Latin in some European languages from I and Y to J. The fourth step involved a shift in Latin, English, and French, and perhaps other European languages, from I to J. Originally, Latin had no J. But in the late Roman period, a J was introduced. At first, it was considered the same as I, but was used at the end of words that ended with I. Following the French conquest of England in the Battle of Hastings, 1066 AD, French and Latin influence increased in England. But from the early 1200s through the 1700s, the J sound was slowly replacing I in words that began with I, especially where I was used as a consonant. Names like James became James, Jacob became Jacob, and Johann became John. In addition, Yahshua became Joshua, and Yehuya became Jehovah. The pronunciation didn't necessarily change at the same time as the letter change. I did some study on this, and you can see it in your notes, comparing some of the early English translations up through the original King James Version, to show that in many of those cases, I is used at the beginning of the word Jehovah, even in a few passages in the King James Version itself. King James Version wasn't consistent how it spelled the word. Number five in this the stages here of changing the pronunciation from Yahweh to Jehovah, number five is the shift in pronunciation of the J sound. While pronunciation didn't necessarily change at the same time as the shift from I to J, gradually the spelling of the words probably began to influence their pronunciation. In Germany, the J has a Y sound. In Spain, the J is silent. But in English, the J developed to have a harder sound that in the divine name developed into our present pronunciation of Jehovah. Well, that's a lot of words. I hope that this long explanation helps you see how the presumed original Yahweh came to be pronounced Jehovah in English, both with the different vowel sounds and with a J instead of a Y at the beginning. Hey, thanks for your patience. God bless you.